The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me, Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. If you want to lather yourself up really well in the bathtub, then it makes sense to reach for a sponge. The light, air-filled material that seems to be more whole than substance made Jessica from the state of Nebraska in the U.S. curious. She wants to know, what are sponges made of? In the old days, sponges only came from the sea. For millennia, brave divers risked life and limb to bring them back to the surface. In the age of plastic, however, you don't have to expose yourself to danger to acquire one. As a matter of fact, most modern artificial sponges improve on the design from nature in several ways. Natural sponges have some remarkable properties. By the way, sponges aren't plants as many people think. Instead, they are among the most ancient types of animals still existing on the planet. Marine animals similar to modern sponges have been living in the world's oceans for hundreds of millions of years. A bath sponge doesn't look much like a living sponge, though. It's nothing more than the fibrous skeleton left behind when the animal dies. This skeleton consists of extremely flexible fibers that are made up of a collagen protein known as spongin. The framework is pierced by many hollows and pores. Known as capillaries, these thin canals are part of the sessile animal's feeding apparatus. It uses them to filter out food particles from the surrounding water. But long ago, human beings discovered that the soft, absorbent, spongy skeleton framework is useful for a lot of other things. It's perfect for applications such as wiping a table, washing a car, or cleaning yourself in a luxurious bubble bath. When a sponge soaks up water, the absorption is caused by what is known as capillary action. Napkins and paper towels absorb liquid in the same way. Water is sucked into the interior of the sponge through the narrow, long canals in a physical process involving surface tension, and it remains there until you squeeze it and force the liquid back out again. Makers of artificial sponges mimic the ability with materials like viscose, which has similar properties to spongin. It's soft and can suck up large amounts of fluid. In fact, the absorptive properties of some sponges are nothing short of astonishing. They can draw in up to 20 times their own weight in water. Viscose is an artificial fiber that is based on a naturally occurring substance, cellulose, one of the most common polysaccharides found in plant cells. Sponges made of viscose are therefore biodegradable, and they have a couple of major practical advantages compared to naturally occurring sponges. For example, they don't start breaking down when they come into contact with cleaning detergents. You can also produce them in any shape you desire and with whatever size pour you need for a particular job. And last but not least, you don't have to head out to sea to search for them. So, time to test exactly how useful a sponge is. That's right, it's my turn to wash the dishes. Again! Aww. This is one of those topics where I much prefer theory to practice, but no way around it, I guess. There's not a clean plate or glass left in the house. Thanks for listening, and see you again next time. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing up. Okay, where's the soap? Hey, anybody seen the soap here? Hey!
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.